And here it is. It's time for the monthly meeting. And this time it is Mayor Al Gumeros of the City of Globe. Mayor, welcome. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How are you doing?
All right. So what's going on?
Well, it was a short one, a monthly report, but I do want to emphasize again, because I been putting it out there, the council meetings have been changed for January, the day anyway. Instead of the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, they're going to be the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Again, 6 a.m. start, and all of them are streamed live on YouTube.
Okay, you mean 6...
Just so everybody's aware of it.
You mean 6 p.m., not a.m. start, right?
I'm sorry, 6 p.m., yes.
Okay, all right, and that's the second and fourth, and it's just for January?
Just to January. Instead of Tuesday meetings, we'll have Wednesday meetings.
Okay, Wednesday in January. Good enough. All right.
And talking a little more about our FEMA denying our major disaster declaration, again on the 23rd of December, the city was informed by the governor's office that they had denied the federal disaster declaration for Gila County and Mojave County. You know, and again, they cited the flood damage did not exceed state and local resources. So as a result, our communities are all remain without access to any additional critical recovery funding and resources really that could be accessible to our business community and to our residents. This denial came prior to the deadline date of our final disaster assessment report, which was due December 28th, that our staff did work very hard and got it in at the deadline time. And these numbers actually, from the initial report, the numbers were much higher than what it was. So I think it was a little premature in them making that decision before having the true numbers by the deadline date.
Now, you can ask for reconsideration, I assume, and I assume you're going to do that.
Yes, there's a 30-day appeal process. And the governor has already started that process along with Congressman Eli Crane, who is also, supporting. He represents our area, so he's reporting hopefully getting this overturned. I don't know if we can. You know, it just depends on the environment in which we live in now.
Yeah.
But we do have a 30-day deadline, our appeal process. We are also submitting letters of support to the governor. In fact, they were submitted today, more of a really explaining all the damage and everything that did occur in that time frame. We continue to have bipartisan support by Arizona legislatures, which is vital. But again, it's going to be according to FEMA if they will overturn this decision.
Now, if they don't, where does that leave us?
Well, right now, we're working with DEMA State.
Mm-hmm.
So DEMA is 75-25. So anything that we will submit for projects and stuff will be reimbursed at 75%.
City. Yeah, wait a minute. This is as opposed to FEMA, which is 90-10?
90%, yes.
All right, so right there, yes, it's a huge difference. So it's not really a question here of whether the money will come from either FEMA or DEMA, but what the city will have to pay for it.
Exactly.
Mm.
What our taxpayers in the end will have to do. How are we going to come up with the additional funding? If we can't do these projects, you know, it's 25% compared to 10% is a lot. It go a lot further,
yeah.
And we get more projects done.
Yeah.
And again, this money, just so it's clear, that this money, DEMA or FEMA money reimbursement, is for public infrastructure only. It doesn't do really anything for the business or the residents, but I will give you a list of resources and programs that could be available to our residents and to our business people if they do approve the major disaster declaration.
Well, let's hope.
So these are the ones they'll have access to. They'll have access to the transportation, departments of transportation, energy, health, human resources, forestry, and the USDA. They'll also will have more access to SBA municipality loans, again, to repair our infrastructure, access to USDA buyout program for homeowners. Again, people that lost their homes, that will give them an opportunity to, there's a buyout program that they've done, they use on the East Coast and stuff like that, but that's through FEMA. They'll also have access to disaster assistance and emergency relief for individuals and businesses for tax relief through the IRS, access to individual assistance programs for displaced workers, and the relocation of the assistance program. And again, the big one for us as far as our public infrastructure to continue operate our city, 75% reimbursement versus a 90% reimbursement.
Well, and what you just said on that list of things that would be available, including homeowner buyout type things, there are many things beyond the 25% that could affect people here.
You bet it could, you know, and again, this wouldn't be through the city. This would open up and access those programs where the business owner or the residents would deal with the federal government directly, apply through them for this assistance.
Well, hopefully that will be the case. But if not, at least we'll probably get some of our infrastructure done through the 75-25, but we'd hate to see it go that way.
Yes, yeah, and that's what we're counting on. We're banking on only 25%. We're hoping on 10%, because, again, if we don't do that, then we're going to have to come up with other options, you know, obviously to do the programs, you know, either through WIFA loans or, and again, these are long-term loans that are going to affect our revenues for the future.
Sure.
Our staff is continuously working hard to look for grants and other programs. In fact, I'll talk more in the next month's on the NRCS program, where we submitted for projects that we should have an answer hopefully in January. That's why I'll speak more on it next month. Mm-hmm. But this project would be like for mitigation in our waterways, and we're working in conjunction with Gila County also. We're both talking millions of dollars for programs, but our major goal right now, through this NRCS, is that we can dredge the creeks, you know, and lower them maybe 4 feet, 4 to 8 feet, or get them lower, build more capacity within our waterways because of all the, you know, all the debris and stuff that has come down because of the telegraph fire. We need to get back to where the ground was before, and that'll be the main focus on this project. Another part of it is to shot creek the areas that were washed out. You know, we have roads or areas that were washed out, you know, and we have, I think, one on Broadway Street where it washed out. I think, you know, other areas, you know, behind Salinas and Empire, you know, areas that are going to need that shot creek in order to protect and stabilize those curves within our waterways.
Mm.
So these are projects, if we're awarded this, and we'll know this, will be a 75-25 still. This mm-hmm. still will affect the reimbursement. But if we get awarded, we only have 220 days to complete the project.
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
Not a whole lot of time.
Yeah, we were talking with Tim about that, because anybody who's done even renovations here privately in Globe knows that to get contractors in and to get them working, 220 is a tight, tight schedule. It doesn't seem like it, but for Globe, it is.
It is. And we're already working on that. We're pre-anticipating all this. You know, we're going to have to secure engineers to get it engineered. We're going to have to get contractors to do the work. We're going to have to find, we're locating areas where we can take the debris, because you can't just dump it anywhere.
Correct.
So you're going to have to find a location for that. And then the other big part that's going to take some time, we need to push this hard, and we'll push it to social media, through the news stations. If we get the approval to this program, then we have to have the right of entry signed by, because a lot of some of these waterways are owned by residents, and it's private property. So we need their permission to do it. We have the railroad company that owns some, the mines own some, the city owns some, but we're going to have to complete all this work within the 220-day time frame.
Yeah, so I'm sure your staff is working now on identifying those private homeowners to know exactly who they're contacting. It's going to be, I assume, easy for the mines, the railroads, because that's kind of a slam dunk. But when you're dealing with multiple individuals who have the right of refusal, man, yeah, you need to start on that yesterday.
Yeah, and we are, and we're going to do a huge campaign. you know, we don't want to jump the gun and do it premature, but yeah. We're already working on our campaign to educate our residents. You know, I think they'll understand it. I think with what we saw with this water and the flooding, I think it's going to be much easier, because we did this type of program back when we were doing fire mitigation when I was with fire department, and we were able to burn, we wanted to burn some of the brush and debris beyond the Jess Hayes Road behind, but a lot of those people owned it privately, and we did not get permission for some areas to get into and get this thinning out in this mitigation under yeah. the fire grant.
Now, with that in mind, a worst case scenario, what if some homeowners do refuse? Does that waylay the whole project?
I don't know. You know, that's going to be something our attorney will have to look at. Do we have the authority for right of entry if we don't? You know, because if we leave a section out, you know, what is that going to do?
Exactly.
You know, I would hope that we get cooperation from all our residents. I think we will. We've already been in contact with the railroad, with the mines, with all these other. We're just waiting for the approval, and I think we should know in January. We submitted that already, the deadline for it, and get this project moving. And where it's going to move quick, we're going to have to move quick, because 220 days is not a lot of time to get this done.
No, it's not. Well, worlds of luck on that, and I'll look forward to hearing more about that next month. Hopefully by then, all the homeowners involved will have been contacted, and we'll have at least an idea if there are going to be objections and what they'll be.
You bet. No, you're correct. And there's other programs that we're working on, our staff is right now. There's grants out there, and I can't imagine. I just signed a bunch of more paperwork and letters today that could take care of our match, even the 25%. You know, so we're trying to find ways where we can save that 25% to make our revenue and our money go further in order to complete other projects that need to be done also through
yeah.
this process.
That'd be
so
wonderful.
They're working on that, you bet. And then we're also supporting, our representative Blackman is going to propose a bill in the legislature this session, which just is going into session. It's House Bill 2070, and he's proposing about $25 million to Gila County, you know, for flood mitigation. So that will help with some of these programs, some of the money that we hopefully don't have to pay out of pocket on projects and stuff like that. So we're going to work with him, and in that bill, we'll probably support letters. We'll go testify at the, you know, I think it goes before an appropriations committee and get that. Hopefully he can be successful in getting us that money to Gila County.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you bet, which we all benefit. The other thing, a little bit about the SBA, the Small Business Association. Again, they're still open at the Globe Miami Chamber of Commerce, and that's Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They're going to stay here as long as there's still activity. There's still people interested. And what they told me, what Christian told me, who is a main contact, as of December 30th, 2025, $5,360,100 in loans has been approved. So about $5.3 million, and that's for business and residents.
Mm.
You know, and I said that before, although taking on that debt, you know, may be their only salvation, you know, for recovery in some of these, and I think they're realizing that. We're seeing more activity as far as application processes through the SBA.
Do we have any idea how long they'll be here?
You know, when I talked to him 6 weeks ago, he said, well, maybe December, but he says as long as the activity, so they're still here, so I think as long as activity stays here,
okay.
they'll be able to submit. And I think even if they do leave, they still have the options, because I think that here the deadline, he told me, for the homeowners, let me see, residents, was December 9th was a deadline for them, but mm-hmm. they have a 60-day grace period.
Oh, okay. So if anybody is thinking, I just missed it, so I'm out, you're not out, but boy, you better get in there this month.
You have 60 days, because the deadline, the closing date was the 9th. And for the business community, it doesn't close till July 7th of 2026, and that has a 60-day grace period.
Yeah,
also.
Nice leeway on that. But for homeowners, time is a-wasting, because when you're saying 60 days from December 9th, that puts it to early February.
You bet. You know, and it takes a little time. I think people didn't realize, you know, it takes time to get your assessments and everything. I know we did the initial stuff and with our engineering and coming in, red tagging, and then bringing them a second time. But you still have to get that. If you're going to move forward, you got to get it an engineer, you got to get a contractor, you got to get, you know, permitting and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's going to take some time. The other thing, and I talked about this with you the last time, the webinar by Dr. Mike Crims.
Yes, we have that on we have that on KQSS.net, a link right there. So even
great.
On the homepage, you can get there. It was an interesting webinar.
It was, and you know, just to understand what happened, you know, prior to even the rain event and everything, it's amazing the amount of rain that we not only got within our community, but surrounding around us also, the mounds, the amount of rainfall we got was all contributing factors to everything.
Oh, absolutely. When they say once in 175 years or whatever the figure people are using, that is true, and that makes it rare, but that also does not preclude that it could happen again next year, which is why I know you're rushing to get some projects hopefully underway.
Exactly, you know, and I think the main thing is, you know, we got to change the way we think and how we prepare for the future, you know, and that's what we're looking at. We got our strategic action plan retreat coming up in February, and yeah, we got to look at projects that we're going to have to maybe hold off for a little bit until we get the priorities done. Priorities right now, if we get this NRCS project for 220 days, we want to dredge a crease, build a capacity, and help protect, minimize the damage, you know, try and keep it from running over again. If it does, that type of event does happen again next year or something.
Yeah.
So that's what we're working for. You know, we have a ladder truck that's coming, you know, $2.5 million dollar cost. And that should be here in 2020. It should be in the end of 2025. I mean, I'm sorry, 2026. I don't even know what year I'm in anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That we'll have to take on that debt, but we already have $1.1 million in donations for it already.
Okay, so the clock on that debt doesn't start until delivery, and we're assuming delivery will be the end of this year.
Yeah, so our payment clock won't start on that, but
okay.
we have $800,000 that was donated by BHP. Resolution Copper donated $100,000. And Freeport so far has donated, I think it was $110,000. So we're about $1.1 million that already has been sent in for payment for that truck. As soon as we got it, we sent it in for payment, which will cut some of the costs down too.
Oh, quite a bit, actually, which is wonderful. But hopefully as time goes on, more donations or maybe even grants will be uncovered. And I know that everybody's working on that. Now, speaking of the fire department, when is construction going to begin on a new location?
Well, we're hoping in 2026 also. That's something
really?
That was delayed. We're ready to go to the public and explain our plan to help pay for this station. Obviously, it's going to be about a $13 million project. But we have the building hopefully will come down. We have the design already started, and then it'll be the construction. But that's going to be our priority. We cannot put these projects behind us. It's going to be still the fire station and the ladder truck. We have to move on those in 2026.
Well, good. That and it makes it tough because you can see the outflow of cash right there. So hopefully this will add up to success. And I know the FEMA thing was such a setback because it was also so unexpected.
Yeah, you bet. We were hoping, you know, and like I said, the number, I think they threw a number out there at $30 million, $33 million. I'll tell you, it's way higher than that. I don't know the exact number, but the final numbers that we submitted by the deadline are way higher. And that's just City of Globe. It's just City of Globe. That's not, I know we're under an umbrella with Gila County, but they're working with they submitted also their losses, and Town of Miami did also.
And I'm sure Mojave County as well is looking at figures.
Yes. I would think so. And I don't think Mojave County got the amount of damage that we received here in Gila County.
No, I think it's true. That's absolutely true. But at this point, you know, every million counts. So hopefully they'll be able to add to that, and reconsideration will be done. I like everybody else, was very surprised it was denied, and hopefully it was, as you say, because the final figures didn't add up the way they are now.
Yes, yes. And then, like I said, I think they were premature. I don't know why it wasn't. I think our staff worked very hard, and we worked out with experts from the outside to make sure that it's a really time-consuming process.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, DEMA was in town yesterday, and they're here today doing again after that final report was submitted on the 28th. So they're reviewing all that too, because it has to go through DEMA. It has to go through the governor's office and then filtered up to FEMA, to the federals.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's extra clout, too, because DEMA will proclaim it appropriate before it even gets to FEMA.
You bet, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. The appeals process will take place. We'll continue to work with our Arizona legislators to find out what's going to be the best plan moving forward to help through that process.
Good.
The last thing I think I have is still my coffee with the mayor.
Oh,
yes.
That'll
be January 21st, 1 o'clock, Copper City's Coffee.
On Highway 60.
On Highway 60, yes. And like I said, I have my number out there. If anybody has questions, I want to start planning. I know we canceled my State of the City, which was supposed to be in October, first part of October. I think I'm going to plan one and try and get it in March.
Okay.
Because I think it's important that we do a review of, after this disaster, where we are now, where we are moving forward.
Yeah, March sounds good, because we'll know of the FEMA appeal and probably have a little more in line in terms of what we've got coming in. So March sounds good to me.
Yes, yeah. That way we can, we'll know more about this project, NRCS project, about the dredging of the creeks and maybe other grant things that we're seeking what's our plan for the future? It'll be after our strategic action plan retreat, so they'll have a better idea where we are and, what our plans are.
All right. All right. Well, you've certainly got your work cut out for you. When you were reelected, I don't think you expect the workload to be quite what it is, but we appreciate you doing it.
It's been a lot of work, and I can only commend our staff for all the amount of work they have done, and they're committed to it. They really are. It's not something, that we're forcing on. They are committed to it, putting the time into for our community.
Yeah, well, like all of us, they're stakeholders. They live here.
You bet. You bet they do. Yeah.
All right, Al. So we will do this again next month, and maybe in person, but either way, thanks for taking time out to join us.
Oh, no problem, and I appreciate it. It's always important that we get that information out there, and I appreciate you guys always doing this.
Happy to do it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, Robert.
All right, so now this will replay, as you know, on KJAA Sunday morning, 8 and 8:30 for Tim's meeting and for Al's meeting. And then it will be on KQSS.net in perpetuity. We've got a link right on the homepage to Mayor Gomeros' page.